Chapter 4. Frankenstein Finds the Monster. You made me, but now you want to destroy me. You do not know my misery. How can you play with life like this?
After the trial, we went back to Belrive. I liked staying there. I loved the lake. Often at night, I waited until the rest of the family were asleep and took a boat onto the water. Sometimes I went into the middle of the lake. It was quiet and calm, and I could sit in the boat with my thoughts. My family were still crying for William. Justine was dead, and the true murderer was free. But I could not tell Elizabeth my thoughts. I was the real criminal. I was in a state of complete misery. I knew that I was responsible. I was guilty because the monster was my creation. I wanted to find him and destroy him. Nearly 2 months after the death of Justine, I decided to leave the house and travel to the mountains. I wanted to go to Chamonix. It was a place that I knew well. I often visited it when I was a boy. I went on a horse for the first part of the journey. It was the middle of August, and the weather was good. I travelled through the valley. The high mountains around me were wonderful. I loved their mystery, and the power of nature made me less afraid. I crossed the River Arve and arrived in the valley of Chamonix. It was beautiful. There was snow on the tops of the mountains, and between the trees there were small, pretty houses. In the evening, I came to the village. Tired after my journey, I fell asleep immediately. The next day, I decided to climb to the top of one of the mountains, Montanvert. The path was difficult and dangerous. It was raining and the sky was dark. When I arrived at the top, it was nearly midday. I sat on a rock and looked down. Below was the great glacier, like a sea of ice. Soon the clouds disappeared and I climbed down onto the glacier. I spent 2 hours crossing it, then I stood and looked at the mountains of Mont Blanc and Montanvert. The sun came out above the clouds, the ice shone brightly.